You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast, where we're looking ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from midday, a high noon start on Racing Radio with Stephen Powell, Gary Capewell and Andrew Mount in the studio. Real good day to look forward to as well. It's day one of the two-day Tingle Creek meeting at Sandown. Includes a grade two as well in the shape of the Ballymore Novices Hurdle. Plenty more to look forward to there. We've got Exeter and Sedgefield alongside that as well, hopefully providing they pass inspections, and Chelmsford City and Dundalk throughout the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, and I'm joined in the studio by Sean Quinn. How are you, Quinny?
I'm all right, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Good.
Been a while since I've done a podcast with your good self.
I know, it's been ages.
Where have you been all my life?
Oh, hiding in the TV studio, mainly. I don't get let loose on radio.
No.
Very often.
You become too big for the podcast.
If only.
Good weekend of racing as well, Sean.
Yeah,
you picked a good weekend to come back into the
into
the podcast fold, because Sandown and Aintree, spectacular this weekend.
Yeah, really, really good, isn't it? I love this weekend because you've got cracking north and south action. And obviously they're racing back over the larger obstacles at Aintree. We're going to see plenty of old favourites returning, or potential national candidates for later in the year. It's often a key weekend, isn't it, with regards to the Grand National and anti-post betting. There'll be a shake-up in that market, no doubt, on the back of what happens up in Liverpool this weekend. And then Sandown, I tend to think you've got... is more a stage for the younger horses to highlight their talents and put them on show. And of course, then you've got the Tingle Creek, which has plenty of experienced horses. But in the favourites and the likely favourite, Fox Norton, you've got a horse who's still progressing and one that could pose a real threat to the very best 2 milers come springtime. But this is a cracking race in its own right for Connections to have a stab at.
Yeah, it's the first real rubber stamped champion chase clue that we get this season, isn't it? I think it's the first group one, grade one for 2 mile chases, I think. So
yeah, indeed.
Fox Norton, the favourite you mentioned there, 8-13 at the top of the betting. Politolog is 7-2. Armad is 10s. 14-1 Charbel. San Benedito 16-1. Sir Valentino 16-1. And Ordinary World is 40-1. Doesn't tell the whole story though, because there's been an interesting few days building up to the final declarations there. All the talk was about Duvan making his return. He's not going to make his return. There was a marked drift in the markets on Wednesday. Come Thursday, he's not declared.
Yeah, and Willie Mullins is quoted today as saying that he just wasn't absolutely delighted with his piece of work this morning. He'd worked him on Tuesday, and maybe he says it's possible that the two pieces of work have just come a bit close to each other, and this morning he hasn't worked as well as he did on Tuesday because he's maybe just still feeling it in his legs a little bit and was a bit flat, and therefore he's decided not to travel him across the Irish Sea. It's a little bit disappointing. Well, it's hugely disappointing, especially when you read in recent weeks, even over the past few days, even Ruby Walsh was saying before breaking his leg a couple of weeks ago, he'd been riding Duvan in plenty of his work, and he was giving him the same positive feel as he always has done. Paul Townend, of course, was interviewed by plenty of press men after his success in the Ladbrokes Trophy last weekend, and he said that he can't wait to get on Duvan because of how good his work has been. So you know, there'll be plenty of disappointed people, probably none more so than Connections. They've got a real superstar, a horse who's got to get back on track, though, having suffered a defeat earlier in the spring. And, you know, they'll want to get him back and get him back to his best as soon as possible.
Is it a worry that they're not quite happy with his work and they're not putting a date on when we're likely to see him again, given that he's had so long out with an injury?
Possibly, although when you look at Forheen and his comeback in the Morgiana, they'd been fairly loose with regards to targets for him, hadn't they? Yeah. They said the Morgiana was possible. If he didn't get there, he would be out soon. And he looked as good as ever in the Morgiana. So I think we can assume when Duvan is back on track that he will be back to his very best. But of course, we want to see him back to his very best because we've got a certain Altior who's missing in action, so to speak, at the moment. So the 2 mile division is looking a little bit subpar simply because the two big guns that we'd hoped we'd see, Altior and Duvan, clash heads certainly in the spring, maybe even before. Well, they're just not out at the moment.
Yeah, hopefully they do come back. They are the front two in the betting for the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Altior 6-4, Duvan is 3-1. It's then Fox Norton at 13-2. Should them two not get there and he wins the Tingle Creek, is Fox Norton the big 2 miler on the scene now?
Yep, most definitely. Along with Min, who has already had one start this season. He looked very good when winning over in Ireland. But Fox Norton was very good at Cheltenham, wasn't he? He beat a good field, the likes of Cloudy Dream et al. There's certainly no slouches that were in behind him, but he put them to the sword. He looks, for me, he looks an out-and-out two-miler. I know Connections have discussed going up to 2.5. He holds a King George entry even over 3, but he looks a crack two-miler to me, Fox Norton. And he's definitely the best of what's been out thus far.
Do you think he wins on Saturday then?
I do, yeah. I mean, he's, 8-13 with us at the time of recording. The second favourite, Politolog, is a very, very good horse and looked good at Exeter in that Halden Gold Cup, but only beat his stablemate, San Benedito. I think that form is a little way short of top class. And when he was pitched into the very, very best company last year at Cheltenham, he was fourth, a respectable fourth, I should add, but he was beaten 10 lengths by York Hill, which probably just shows that he's a rung below the top notchers, Politolog, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'd be keen to see a big run from Ahmad. We know his best efforts have come at Sandown in recent years. The problem is there's only two places to aim at, but at 10-1, I thought he might be the kind of each way angle in the race if we'd have just had one more runner, I suppose.
Yeah, well, he'd won the Grade One novice chase at this meeting, the Henry VIII.
Yeah, in blistering fashion.
Yeah, 2 years ago, beating Bristol Demai. No, of course, that's not bad form. Bristol Demai probably wasn't quick enough for 2 miles.
Yeah, I think we know that.
Sandown, with the benefit of hindsight. But he enjoyed a good season, that 15/16 season. We haven't seen a great deal of him since. He pulled up in the Halden Gold Cup. Probably needed that run. But back at Sandown, he's a fascinating contender to throw into the mix. But he's got to prove that he's up to this level. He was fourth in the race last year behind Underso. And again, like Politolog, I think he probably just falls beneath the top notchers. And I think Fox Norton is deserved of his place in the top notch bracket.
You mentioned that we see some good young horses at Sandown this weekend as well. The Henry VIII Novices Chase is a grade one as well. Brain Power 4-5 at the top of the market. North Hill Harvey is 3-1. 7-2 Finian's Oscar, although from what I've been reading, he's not going to turn up.
No.
So Royal is 5-1. 6-1 for Capitan, and Jameson is the outsider at 16-1. It seems that I was on racing radio on Wednesday. A lot of emailers saying that Brain Power is far too short. Everyone I'd speak to seems to feel that he's too short at the top of the market. We saw him make a very impressive chase debut, but it was only a chase debut. He didn't beat much, and this should be far tougher, shouldn't it? Should he be as short as 4-5?
No, I don't think so, because I think in North Hill Harvey, you've got a horse who's just, at the moment, shy of the very best novice chasers that we're likely to see in the spring. He doesn't have much improving to do to be a real Arkle horse himself, North Hill Harvey. And he's looked good in two starts over the larger obstacles. Around Cheltenham, a proper jumping test, which will be the case at Sandown as well.
Yep.
Brain Power looked very good at Kempton, and I think for many, many people who do the clock, he did very, very good times and very good sectional times at Kempton. So look, he's a horse with a big engine. He's got form at Sandown. He won at this meeting last year. He won a listed handicap hurdle off at a mark of 142. He then went and won another big handicap around Ascot, and that propelled him into the champion hurdle picture. He came up short in the champion hurdle, ran a good race in the 2 mile grade one hurdle at Punchestown, finishing fifth behind Wicklow Brave, beaten just 3 lengths. He's a very, very good horse, Brain Power, but whether he deserves to be odds on with the likes of North Hill Harvey, even So Royale, who's closely matched with North Hill Harvey, Capitain, these are very good horses who could put it up to Brain Power.
Okay. Is your pick North Hill Harvey then?
Yeah, I think it would be at the prices. What is he at? 3-1 at the moment. That looks about right.
Okay. I suppose Brain Power's priced up on the potential, because he did look a little bit special, didn't he, in his chase debut, but he's got to go and do it, I suppose.
And it was only 12 days ago. He's got to back up quite quickly.
Yeah, exactly. The big race, or one of the big races at Aintree as well, we see those unique Grand National fences, the Beecher Chase, and what a field this is for the Beecher Chase. We've got Black Lion at the top of the market, who's the anti-post favourite for the Grand National. He's 5-2 to win the Beecher Chase. The Last Samurai ran a huge race in the big race last year, finished second in the Grand National. He's 8-1. It's 8-1 for Vier Leon Rouge. Highland Lodge is 9-1. 10-1 for Asda Mead. 12-1 Viva Steve. Western Appoint 14s and 16s or bigger for the rest. Looks a very good renewal of the race.
Yeah, doesn't it just? I mean, with Black Lion, you've got an RSA Chase winner in there and a horse who enjoyed a good first season out of novice company last year, finishing fifth in the Hennessy at the time. He was second in a big chase behind Vier Leon Rouge at the Grand National trial, wasn't it, at Haydock early in the year. He finished fourth in the big one itself, the Grand National, running an absolute pearler behind one for Arthur. He gave Bristol Demai plenty to think about at Weatherby in the Charlie Hall. That form, of course, looks rock solid now. You know, I think he's a deserved favourite. There won't be too many punters I wouldn't have thought wanting to back a horse over the larger obstacles at 5-2.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much that can go wrong, I suppose. But he is the class act in the race. And the handicapper, he didn't leave him unchanged at Weatherby. He actually dropped his rating. He dropped him from 155 to 153, which, given Bristol Demai's subsequent exploits, looks to be a mistake, I think you could argue, Mark. And he might be fairly treated off this mark of 153.
Okay, what would be the pick at the moment?
Ardemy is a horse I think is well able to win a race of this nature, and he's got form over the larger obstacles. He was fifth in the Topham at the Grand National meeting earlier this year behind Ultra Gold, running a really good race. He's a very sound jumper. He was disappointing but in that race won by Might Bite at Sandown 4 weeks ago. But I think the return to these fences could see him in a better light, and he's 10-1 at the moment. I'd probably put him forward as the each-way stab, Ardemy.
Okay. Ardemy, the horse that I always call Asdemy and hate myself for afterwards. just looking through
French, not your strong point.
The French is not
point.
My strong point. No. We've had some. I'm just trying to think of which horse have won this and actually gone on to win the National.
Clan Royal won it and went on. He probably should have won the National, shouldn't he, Clan Royal?
Yeah.
Was he the horse that AP was cantering on and one ran across him at the canal turn, I think?
Yeah. Was it him and Papillon that year? Not Papillon. Ruby Walsh was on. They both ended up unseating at the same kind of time.
Yeah, I think you're right. Silver Birch, of course, won this for Paul Nichols in 04 and then won the National for Gordon Elliott not the following year, but 18 months later. So he's a former National winner. Amberley House is in there. So it has thrown up a National winner, but it's over 10 years now since we've seen a horse win this and go on and win the Grand National itself.
I think we're due one.
You never know.
You never know. So that's some of the stuff coming up on Saturday. Real superb Saturday of action. We've also got a great day on Sunday as well, where we should see the return of the Gold Cup winner, Sizing John. So
yeah,
should all be good.
Great
good
action both sides of the Irish Sea.
We should probably concentrate on matters a little closer to hand though, Sean. We've got good racing at Sandown on Friday.
I know, I feel like we've forgotten about Friday. We've just jumped to Saturday.
We're wishing our lives away.
We shouldn't.
So people keep telling me. We've got good racing at Sandown as well on Friday. Sean's got two races we're going to look at there. The first of them is a 125, which is a juvenile hurdle over 2 miles. We've got a field of 7 set to go to post for this one, and there looks to be some decent young horses in there as well.
Yep, this doesn't look a bad race at all. You've got both Sussex Ranger and Jukebox Jive who have won over hurdles so far, Mark, and they've only had one start, so they've done nothing wrong. Jukebox Jive was a decent horse on the flat, rated around 90. Sussex Ranger less good, rated in the mid-70s, but still a very consistent sort. Both of those horses rate decent benchmarks to this race. Mm-hmm. But then you've got a horse in Knight of Glory who's a fascinating contender because he's rated in the mid-90s on the flat for Andrew Balding, has some very decent handicap form. And Tommy Hallinan, who hasn't been seen since May, was bought privately by Paul Nichols after winning at Cork in May. He was in training with William McCreary. He could be an interesting contender for the Nichols team, who of course won a similar race to this at Newcastle last Saturday with a horse in Act of Valour, who looks a very useful recruit to the juvenile hurdle ranks. I think this could throw up a few nice juveniles. Knight of Glory, if he translates his flat form, he is definitely the one that they'll have to beat. And I think it's interesting. He's got form on very testing ground as well, Mark. He was second on heavy ground two starts back at Haydock. I think the ground is going to be particularly testing all across the country this weekend.
Yep.
And I'll put him forward, Knight of Glory, but I'll be really keeping a close eye on this race because whether we see a Triumph Hurdle horse in it, who knows, but there'll certainly be horses in this that end up contesting the Fred Winter in the spring.
Yeah. So could be one for the notebooks, if nothing else. Knight of Glory, the nomination from Sean in the studio at the time of recording this. And the final race we look at is the 2:30 at Sandown. This is the Ballymore Novices Hurdle, a grade two of 2 miles, 2.5 miles. Was registered as the Winter Novices Hurdle, which I used to quite like. Nice generic name there. When is it? It's in the winter. Let's call it the Winter Novices Hurdle. 8 runners set to go to post for this one. And I suppose we really should start with On the Blind Side, who looks quite an exciting prospect so far.
Yeah, doesn't he just? He's won at Aintree over hurdles, two starts back on his stable debut, and then definitely built on that to win at Cheltenham, beating Mumella. That was over 2 miles five. This is 2 miles four. He looked to need every yard of that trip to get up that day. In the end, he was drawing away at the line and won quite impressively, but that doesn't tell the whole story. If you get a chance, do go back and look at that race. Nico de Bonneville was urging On the Blind Side along from quite a way out, just asking him to keep up to his work. He looks to me to be a horse who's all about stamina. Now, this could be quite a stamina test for these youngish horses, 2.5 miles at a stiff track such as Sandown, particularly if the rain gets into it a little bit further. So it might play to On the Blind Side's strengths, but I certainly see him as a horse who could well end up a 3 miler later in the year as opposed to a 2.5 mile horse.
Okay. So with regards to Saturday, then, do you take him on for that reason?
Therefore, you maybe take him on, and you've got a string of promising horses in behind him. I don't think you could rule out any horse in this contest entirely. There are several of them that have already got official ratings of 1, 3, 4, 5 and higher. You've got a horse in White Moon who's done nothing wrong. He's won two starts out of two for the Tizard team. The handicap has rated him 1, 3, 5. Springtown Lake was so unlucky when coming to grief at the last at Wincanton last time out. He was going to win that race and win it comfortably. That was against handicappers. He's back against novices. He might be a tough nut to crack. It's a race that I wouldn't rush to have my house on one, but I think it's a race that'll throw out loads of decent horses. I might put Springtown Lake forward as the tentative selection at the moment because I think he could go into this race and end up a little bit overpriced on the back of that fall last time, Mark.
Yeah, it's an angle I quite like as well, not the falling angle, but
no.
Horses that have run in handicap company and then go back into novice company because it just... They seem a bit more streetwise.
Yeah,
tougher, don't they?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think they're a bit hardier. They know more about the game. They've really got to grow up quickly when pitched into handicaps because they're taking on gnarly horses who mightn't be open to the progress that they are, but they've been around the block. They've been there and done it. And the fact that Springtown Lake had them all put to the sword and was going to beat them comfortably, that speaks volumes for him.
Mm. Springtown Lake, then the pick for Sean in that 2:30. Out of the pair of selections you made there, which would be the stronger opinion?
Possibly, so if we were to go nap about one of them, I'll go nap about Springtown Lake because we've never seen Knight of Glory over a hurdle, so that's always a worry.
Yeah.
He'd be the NB.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, thank you very much, Sean. It's been a pleasure. Good luck and enjoy the action on Friday.
Many thanks, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Sean Quinn on Friday's racing, bit of Saturday in there as well. And you'll hear all of Friday's stuff from midday on Racing Radio. Stephen Powell, Gary Capewell and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. Sandown, Exeter and Sedgefield, the afternoon meetings, and Chelmsford and Dundalk throughout the evening. So a busy Friday to get stuck into. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.